when I grew up in D.C. in the 70s and 80s, there were not a lot of promising options in the restaurant scape back then.
Adam Rappaport is the editor-in-chief of Bon Appetit, and he's also a native Washingtonian. And when the magazine named D.C. the 2016 best food city in the country, Rappaport was pleasantly surprised.
I remember going to like Yenching Palace for Chinese food in Cleveland Park, and you know, you'd go to Duke Ziebert's downtown for your sort of steak and potatoes and onion rolls and pickles. But yeah, there wasn't a lot of interesting restaurants happening at the time.
But that is no longer the case. The city has seen a staggering number of restaurants open in recent years, many of which are small neighborhood eateries that are not afraid to get creative with cuisine.
And it used to be that ambitious food was limited to white tablecloths and having to reserve a month ahead of time. And that's no longer the case. And I think that's a really refreshing point where we're at in our food world in America right now.
A major force behind D.C.'s shift into the culinary spotlight is the millennial generation.
You do have a sort of younger, somewhat more adventurous diner out there. Like I said, when I was growing up, I think D.C. was probably a more conservative town in that regards.
And as far as dinner is concerned, it's come a long way.
Food has become cool, you know? People always love food, obviously, but it never had that cool factor until recently.
Rachel Nania, WTOP News.